Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, my God, today is such a good day. I'm telling you, I know for a fact that some breakthrough has happened because I feel so free, so liberated. I'm just telling you, when God is doing stuff, it is amazing. There's an extreme peace. There is a joy. And I'm just excited about today's show. We have Dr. Barbara and Pastor Tim Lowe. They're going to be joining us today. You guys know Dr. Barbara. She's with Live at 5 on Instagram and Facebook. And she's got the 3W, the World's Women's Wholeness Summit. That's annually. You know her. She's been on the show. She's a psychiatrist, a therapist, a minister, and everything else. And Tim, her husband, is a pastor and a producer and an engineer, all of that, television and all and radio. So he's doing amazing things too. They make a great partnership. And you know my girl Gina G, comedian. She's gonna be giving us the Trinity and what she said. Yes, she's gonna be giving us. And it's a lot to talk about. The politics is tripping. The sports is tripping. It's a lot of tripping going on. So we got a lot of what she say, I'm sure, to talk about. Also, my main man from the D, Detroit, my boy who I grew up with out in them streets hanging out and house music all night long is DJ Dave Spivey. He's got his segment on. We got the gospel hip hop segment. So I'm excited. The gospel house music segment. So I'm very excited about that. So we got a great show today. It's just full of energy, you guys. Go ahead and tell all your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, text folks, let them know. Dr. Gina's radio chat is on live right now. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. We're on Google Play. We got our own app, BBS Radio app. Go ahead and download that so you can listen to us everywhere every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We also are on Alexa. So if you go on Google Play, you say, hey, Google, play BBS Radio station number one, and it'll bring you right in. When you do, oh, God, it's about to turn on, y'all, because we Corona, we in the house. And I'm in my office. You hear? She says, sorry, I don't understand. Anyway, go ahead and do Alexa. And then when you say Alexa, go on Alexa and say say Gina's radio chat, and it'll play Gina's radio chat right here on bbsradio.com. Oh, my God, we're streaming live on over 110. I don't know what network you're listening to, but I know it's out of 110 live networks, including iHeartRadio. Hi, iHeart. And so I just love this station. I love this network. I love my producer, pastor. We call him Doug. He's thebomb.com, the best ever in town. So he's with us. But yes, let's go on and get on in with the show because there's so much to go on and I got so much to cover in ministerial moment. I cannot. It's on my heart. I got to get it out. But I'm just so happy today. It's such a great day. It's a great season. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And my prayers continuously go out for those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through the coronavirus pandemic, through maybe you've been struck with it, sick with it, got family members with it. My hearts go out to you. Please keep praying. Please stay connected. Don't lose hope in God. Don't give up. Yes, it's real. It's not your imagination. But all of these things were promised to come. It doesn't neglect the pain, the mourning season, all that. But just know that it's all in a season. And God has all your answers. And I promise you, because I've lived through my own persecutions and my own losses. And, you know, maybe it wasn't through death, but it's been some purging and some cutting away and some separation. And it's been some downtime and some downsizing. And I'm telling you, for some years, and I'm telling you, I pressed into God. And that's where I got my liberation from. I don't understand why. I didn't ask him all them questions. I just know that I didn't want to be in that space. I knew that he had joy for me. I knew that he had peace for me. I don't know who that's for, but I want you to be encouraged that you can get through this, okay? All right, so I'm only going to do a few weathers because we don't have a lot of time in the show. Not yet, but we will at some point. We're going to expand and we're going to have more. All right, so just believe that with me. Okay, Washington, D.C., we're sunny, mild weather right now. But, yes, we are going all the way into the 90s, high 93 today, and all but sunshine, 63 degrees in L.A. Hey, L.A., I'll see you soon. High 81 is your temperature today. You're 63 right now, partly cloudy. Augusta, Georgia, you're 84 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming between around 3 all the way into the evening, so be prepared for that. Let's see, and your high is going to be 88, so be on the lookout for that. South Australia, 52 degrees right now. You're waking up to 42. Your high tomorrow is 71 degrees. Hawaii, you are 55 degrees right now. Your high to, right now, your high is going to be 66 degrees, and you're waking up tomorrow to 53 degrees. That's sunshine, so be prepared for that. All right, Puerto Rico, you are got thunderstorms. Thunderstorms, I know that there's a hurricane going on in the midst of all of that water. So stay safe, you guys. It is thunderstorming, so you already know that's going on. Portugal, please pray for all of those countries that are in nations that are surrounding that body, the Atlantic and all of that. We want to pray for you guys that that this thing will pass over. Portugal, you are 70 degrees right now. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 60 degrees and your high is going to be 78. We're going to take a small sponsorship break and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
All right, you guys, let's go right into the Word of God. Okay, I wanted to share this because this is very important. This kind of blessed me when I read it, so I want to go ahead and get into this. Okay, and Second Timothy chapter 4, I charge you in the presence of God. I'm reading from 1 to 4. I charge you in the presence of God, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead by in the light of his coming and his kingdom. Herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, you as preacher of the word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being flagging, and inexhaustible, impatient and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instruction, but having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster their errors they hold, and will turn aside from hearing the truth and wander off into myth and man-made fiction. So I wanted to cover that because and I love this part where it says in verse 5, as for you, be calm and cool and steady. Accept and suffer unflinchingly ever hardship. Do the work of an evangelist, fully perform all the duties of your ministry. Okay, so I can say that in the time of 18 years of doing ministry, I think I feel very liberated at this time because I've come to grips that that of everything that I, how I was living throughout the 18 years in ministry. When I first, the third time, this is my third time 18 years ago, over 18 years ago, surrendering to God. The first two times, I didn't really know what I was surrendering for. I was young the first time, you know, in my 20s the second time. But each time, I wanted more and more of Him. The first time, I just did it because it felt right. You know, it felt right, and the people that looked like they was right, and the pastor's son was looking right, and so I went on and wanted to be right. And so the second time I just was getting tired. It was like I knew that I needed more, but I didn't surrender a lot. I surrendered some things like the obvious, but I was still smoking cigarettes. I was still, you know, going out to the club, but I wasn't drinking, you know, I wasn't having sex, you know, but I didn't understand the whole internal change, within. And so the third time, God really, really, I think I got even more tired because more years that went by of, you know, up and down and hurt and pain and all of this stuff. And so when I was called and chosen to go and speak the gospel, I think I took a lot. I know for a fact that I took on personalities and things that I saw in a church. After knowing Him for myself, I really wasn't secure in that. I wasn't secure in that. I thought that everybody experienced the same things and prayed, you know, that He talked to them the same way and showed them the same things. And so when I got with other leaders and walked with leaders and submitted to leadership, it was some things that I don't know. It was, I think, my lack of knowing who I was, and the identity of who I am in Christ caused me to kind of like go and pick up habits and tendencies and personality traits and opinions and views and, you know, certain doctrine, even though it was Jesus Christ, but just, I wouldn't say doctrine. I would say, legalism and hardness and controlling and condemnation and stuff like that. And so, once I got away and was able to, you know, God wanted me to do my own ministry and raise up leaders and things like that, I felt like it was grace and mercy, but I felt like I was still in bondage. I felt like I was in bondage as far as what I was going through internally. I could see it for everybody else, and my love for everybody else was genuine, and I could see them being set free and labored with them, with, you know, pray with them, and, you know, we would go in spiritual warfare together. I mean, I would sweat and tarry with them and they kids and they families, and I mean, whatever. I believed in the impossible for everybody else. And I felt like I was giving myself as a sacrifice for them. And so how I was living was still lack of faith and confidence and Him moving for me. And so with all of these things, I grew weary, you know, because, you know, I didn't see a lot of changes. You know, people would be changed for the moment. And then, you know, they would go back and, you know, and I had hopes in them. I put hopes in, you know, all of that pouring into in them for them. So when they didn't, you know, grasp it, you know, that was kind of discouraging for me. So some of the things in ministry that discouraged me and some of the things, the responsibility, keeping the lights on, paying, you know, the rent, paying, you know, for the building, making sure, you know, everything is the way God wants it to be, seeking Him for work, which I put false burdens on myself, seeking the word for them. I mean, I knew that it would come to me first, but then it was always, you know, the labor for ministry for His people. And I think that this disappointment in my life, the disappointment, I shared some of the sadness and sorrows in their life, and all of that weighed on me. So when it says things like, you know, when it's inconvenient, when it is convenient, when, you know, when it's welcome, when it's unwelcome, you know, preach that word, show people in what way their lives are wrong, and or, you know, show them the light, you know, and convince them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them. And I mean, all of this stuff can wear on someone if they are not in a place of confidence, and if they haven't been healed and delivered from within themselves to allow the Holy Spirit to move in them. So throughout the years, I made a lot of mistakes. I gave up. You know, when God had me go out abroad and, you know, give up the building, the church building, and go out and spread the ministry, I mean, it was like it felt like I was loosed, you know, like I didn't have no accountability. And, you know, it was like, I don't know. And then I think that some of the tests and the fire that I was going through was even more troubling. It weighed on me. So I made a lot of bad decisions within the last 18 years. I still stayed connected with people that God released me from because I was insecure in ministry, thought that I needed, you know, connections or needed to be, you know, stay with this person or don't, you know, didn't want to let go, didn't want to see the seasons change in those areas and things like that. So, and then living in condemnation. So I grew weary and well-doing. But I love this word because he encourages you that even in persecution and hardship and all of this, keep evangelizing the word. Keep performing the duties of your ministry. Keep going forth. I mean, I've read 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, the Acts, and all that stuff. But, you know, when you're blind through hurt and pain and disappointment and discouragement, and you just carry one situation over into another situation thinking that you prayed it away, or if you acted away, or if you, you know, binded and cast it out away and things like that. But like Paul said, that some things, you know, only he can deliver you from. And I'm thankful, even though that even through all of those years, and it was a lot of good time, but it was a lot of stretching and a lot of bad decisions, falling short, giving up, weeping, crying, being discouraged, wondering what I'm doing. Am I called? Am I chosen? Should I do this? Am I supposed to? Am I supposed to be where I'm supposed to be? You know, a lot of people see me at a bad, at a downfall. People, you know, they were happy about that. I've seen people backstabbing me. I've seen a lot of people say they were for me, but they were, you know, to my demise, they wanted me to fall. I mean, I went through a lot of that. And I went through a lot of proving people right. I did a lot of things, said a lot of things, showed a lot of things that didn't line up with being a leader of the gospel and things like that throughout the 18 years. But I'm so thankful for his long suffering of when you repent, he will reinstate you. He will put you back where you were. I think about the prodigal son. I think about David. I think about Abraham and Sarah. I think about so many, Jacob. I think about them all and how, you know, he wrestled with or asked them, will you feed my sheep? Will you feed my lambs? Will you feed me? He reinstates you. You surrender all. You repent. And he'll put you right back. But none of that stuff is in vain. It's part of the ministry. It's part of the gospel. It's part of his grace. It's part of his mercy. It's part of his love. It shows why God created us in his image. It shows why he created Jesus and came down. Him, God, came in the flesh and rose, you know, died on the cross and rose from the dead. It shows why, you know, he gave us the Holy Spirit. It shows all of that. And I am so forever grateful, even more today, that I did not give up, even when I fell short and slam on my face. I'm talking about going in the pig pen. I mean, I ain't gonna say that some of the pig pen had believers in it. I ain't gonna tell you that, but it did. I mean, it wasn't like what you think. I mean, I rumbled in the pig pen with a lot of believers. So, I mean, I didn't get that far away. But we were, you know, I was in a rebellious state. I was in a state of delusion. I mean, you know, I thought that I can do certain things. As long as I don't do this, I'm okay. If I do this, I can. I mean, just all of that manipulation of his word, of his grace, everything that the enemy can come in and sneak in and try to lure you and seduce you away from the fullness of God. I went through all of that. And I saw a lot of that. And I saw a lot of people just surrender to it completely, still preaching, still prophesying. And what spirit, I don't know. But I know that I did not want to be a hypocrite for the kingdom. So I'm thankful for forgiveness. I hope this inspires you no matter where you are. Get up, preach that gospel. Get up, preach that word. That's what it said. Preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand, and be ready. Be ready. Maybe we are quarantined. Maybe you are in a cave. Maybe you are being isolated, separated, pulled apart, you know, going through a fire right now. God don't want everybody to see how he's perfecting you. I mean, you know, he didn't want you to be seen going out. And some of that stuff that you might have done, I know for me, it could have been worse. I could have been in a certain state where millions of people could have seen me fall short. Or I could have been in a situation where multiple of people could have seen it. It was a selected few. And they probably didn't even see it the way I saw it. They probably saw it differently. You know, because that's what God will do. You know, he is so merciful like that. It's never worse than what you think. I mean, you know, it can be. But thank God he's merciful. You know, I think about Noah when his son was, you know, trying to embarrass, you know, him because he got drunk and was naked. I mean, you know, God is, he'll protect all of that. He knows it's a lot. This is not an easy walk. It is not. If it was easy, everybody and their mama it would be easy. I mean, the narrow way is narrow. And that's what it is. So I just want to encourage you that if you are in ministry leadership, God is calling you. You have been chosen. You know, keep your head up. If you've fallen short, you're not alone. Get back on and ride the Spirit. Let him take you to places you've never been before. I pray for you that God just delivers you and that there'll be a peace upon you. But do not be ashamed, because this is all part of the gospel, honey. You can read about every last one of them that was called and chosen, and they got a story too. Moses had 40 years, and then David had some years, and then Joseph had some years, and then Paul had a couple of, you know, some time before the scales came off, and then he was released to the God. I mean, we all got to go through a transformation, but guess what? God will complete the work that he has started. So I hope that this blessed you. I'm thankful for you. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. I love you so much, and then we'll be joined with Dr. Barbara and Pastor Tim Lowe. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with...
Ann Nesby.
And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. I think you let's try that one.
All right, you're trying again now.
Hey, everybody, this is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with
Ann Nesby,
and you're listening to
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Ah, my bad, Dr. Gina's Radio. Oh my God, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Here we go. We
okay,
got
right.
It this time, Doug.
This will be the one. Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, and we are with
and Nesby.
And you are listening to Dr. Gina's,
Radio Chat.
I'm just going to say on one, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, on one now.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Radio Chat.
Just say it together.
Sure. Or a part.
Do like one, two, three, Dr. Gina's Radio, just to get a rhythm to it. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready? And one, two, three. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Maybe if you sang it.
Anne is a singer extraordinaire, and I am not.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Love it. All right, you guys, we got Dr. Barbara and Pastor Tim. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, hello.
We are so honored to be here. You're such a bestie.
I love you so much, you guys. So glad that you can come. Well, it's so much going on, you guys. I know that Dr. Barbara, you've been on, and we've talked about Live at 5 and the book and everything, and we're going to talk about that. I mean, Pastor, we have you on. Tim, how are you?
Oh, I am well, because I'm sitting beside this beautiful woman.
You guys love books. I love it. So you're actually producing her show, Live at 5.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you guys come together? Because, I mean, I think that's probably, okay, so you came together, you were married, you were a pastor. Tell some of your story and your background, because you guys have been married, but then now you're working together doing this show. And I wanted to know, how did we get from A to B?
Because we have to go around A to Z to get to A to B.
Woo, it's a good God story.
It's a great...
Okay.
See, if you have about 3 hours, we can tell you the whole story.
What's the Cliff Notes?
But the Cliff Notes version is we've known each other for 30-something years, and we've been married now for...
Four years.
Something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so Tim was my pastor, and I showed up, like, dragging from the struggle bus. And he's told me since, like, to have pastor's meetings, like, what are we going to do about Barbara? You know, she brings some drama.
Before the movie What About Bob, we were doing What About Barbara.
Yeah, What About Barbara? Yeah, so I was a mess, but Tim helped disciple me, and we were actually married to other people. Tim was my first wedding. He did the music for it. And it sounds kind of naughty, but it actually wasn't. We saw each other be faithful when other people weren't. We saw each other cling to the Lord when other people didn't. And when we were both left high and dry, the Lord brought us back together. And what's so interesting is we are doing some of the things that Tim prophesied I would do years ago. We are doing those together.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is so awesome. So look at how God can do that. That's a matchmaker. God is a matchmaker.
Yeah, the truth is God can take any situation and he can use it for his good and our good and turn it around into something we couldn't even think or imagine or even, I mean, I wake up every morning beside this beautiful woman thinking, how did I do that?
Oh, baby.
So go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Barbara.
Well, we both made mistakes and marriage choices in the first place. And I'll speak for myself because my story is mine to tell. But I was raised in an abusive home, and I married not one but two men who didn't love me. And they both left me. They both betrayed me. Neither one of them were really able to love me. I repeated the pattern of my childhood. And God had to really deal with me and deal with my heart to really be married to someone who loves me and who's available. You think that's what you want, but then why do we keep being drawn to these unavailable people, right? Like,
right.
Ooh, you know, I think I used to have the radar, you know, if there were 60 available men in a room and one unavailable one, my radar would be like, ooh, he cute.
Mm.
But the miracle is God can take any of these mistakes and any of these. All we have to do is turn towards Him. He will take anything that's happened before and turn it and use it for our own good and use it for His good and His purposes too. That's the short story of our testimony.
Yeah. Dr. Gina, you know what might be a fun thing to talk about Tim's history? It's some of the worst he's been involved in, and because we need God to bring revival in America.
I can't hear you. What happened?
Can you hear me?
Well,
you said we need a revival, and I lost you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but you said revival, and then I didn't hear you anymore.
Sorry. We need revival in America, and what might be fun is to hear Tim talk about some of the revival involved in and even a large move of God after 9/11, because I think we're needing a large move of God.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Tim, so at this point, so you were a pastor in a church. You're not pastor in a church right at this moment, right?
That's right, yeah. Our online ministries have become to the point where I really wouldn't be able to do that.
Right. Wow. So it's an expansion. That's how he did me. It's like, taken out of the building and then this internet thing, And it's expanding
that's right.
In that way.
Church without walls, girl.
Yeah. So what do you feel like? I know she had mentioned about revival and you have a story about 9/11, but where are you now with what you believe is going on now? What encouraging words can you give to someone now?
Well, even though we could say that what in the world is unprecedented, that's true in certain respects, but it's also very familiar with the history of the world of epidemics and pandemics and troubles and plagues and things that could change our world and do change our world from time to time. And I think that the answer to all of them is that while evil wants to have its way in this world, the goodness of God is having its way in this world. But the goodness of God and revival are dependent on us doing our part. And we're only told, it is, first of all, I just want to make it clear, God sends revival, not us. But we have a part, and our part is to, the examples we have in Scripture are very much like this one. I'll do the main one, and they're all very similar. And that's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, around verse 14 and such, where God said to them, to the Israelites, he says, if my people, not other people, not the ones that we think ought to be doing this and doing things and coming to the Lord and all that, but he says, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, not the wicked ways of the world, but from their ways that are against God, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. That's what we're needing right now. We're in the middle of a world pandemic, but even in this country alone, we're facing some. We need God to heal our land. We need emotional healing. We need racial healing. We need body healing. We need deliverance from this pandemic. We need deliverance from our racial things that it just shocks me that we're still facing this in our day, that we're still trying to strive for the very thing that in our Constitution says, in our Declaration of Independence was said, all men are created equal. Are you kidding me? We're still having this struggle today? Anyway, all of that to say, we need healing in this land, and it's incumbent upon us as Christians to do our part, which is humble ourselves. Let's pray. Let's come together and pray. Now, I realize I'm not saying undo what we should be doing to take care of this pandemic. I'm saying we need to come together as peoples, as a broad body of Christ, and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, where we've had those evil thoughts against each other. We need to turn from those then God is already
right
in heaven. And he'll forgive us of our sin.
Yeah.
And he will heal our land.
It's a promise.
That's
the truth of the matter is I come in agreement with that totally. It's an individual thing, and it goes into just even now to this place where we've done so many things, going through the motions of, you know, going to church, preaching and doing all this stuff, and there's been so much segregation and so much separation. I can speak for the black church if there's such a thing still in this day, but I'm sure there is. But I'm just saying, we have always been open to, we have always been open and receptive to white people. Always. We've always welcomed you in our church. We've always felt like, you know, come on in, come on in. And we've always been willing to put, you know, guys, people, white people on in leadership positions, and we wanted to cross over and things like that. But it's always been such a silent thing in the white church, though. It's like,
yes,
like to me, the only person I ever really saw to get promoted to a high position in leadership in a white church was John Gray. He's the only one that I can actually say that I've seen get a position such in high rank with all of them people with Joel Osteen. I have never seen anything else like that. And I'm just being honest. And so,
I
believe
so
this
ready.
Pandemic is bringing out a lot of things that was hidden and unspoken. The unspoken thing, you know what I'm saying? And just going through the motions. And I do agree with you that we need to get in the Lord's face individually and ask him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And then we'll connect. I think that as long as whatever's in our heart will stay with what's in our heart. When our heart is renewed, we'll become more kingdom. And we'll be all one seeking him as the body of Christ, seeking him, pulling on him, and we'll receive a healing of the land. I do agree with you. And I think that's why I'm so grateful for the pandemic, because I don't think that I would have had the time or the revelation. You know, I had an inkling, but it was like the time. I'm doing this. You got me doing this. You got me doing that. Where is the time to just be before God, to just seek him, to surrender everything? Where do you start? I got this thing to do. You got me doing this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And this is where a lot of us just throw our hands up in leadership and just surrender to whatever. And that is that place of whatever that the enemy comes in, and before we know it, we're hardened, we're, you know, discouraged, we become weak, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not seeking him as much, we're not, you know, surrendering and laying, you know, sacrificing, fasting and praying and all of that stuff. And if we're not doing that, where's the power coming from? How can we have power, and how can we gain power? How can we go from glory to glory? I know Gina G has something. I don't want to cut her. Gina G, hi, welcome to, you know, you always welcome her. Gina G with the trending. Is she there, Doug?
Gina G. Good morning. You know, I have to come in like a surprise.
Girl, we was wondering if you was left behind.
y'all better not leave me behind. I can tell you that right now. Don't y'all leave me, okay?
Well, you know, this is Tim Puffin. I'm Tim Puffin. This is Dr. Barbara's husband, Pastor Tim. And I know you've been listening. They partnered up, and I know you and your husband are, you know, doing some work together with the comedy and things like that. And you believe you have a story. You tell them how you asked God, was this your husband, or what happened? Tell them about that.
Well, I can definitely tell you that not every couple is meant to work together. Now, we got to know our praise. Now, every couple is not going to be able to do it, but it's such a delight to see when you see a married couple do things together. On the other hand, me and my husband are pure opposites attract. So he was trying to help me, you guys, but you know how we are, ladies. It's like if they can't do it our way, we might scoot them over a little bit. So that's what happened on my part. But, you know, I looking for a man, of course, you know, dating when you're younger, and then you find someone and you don't know if it's God sent because you're not listening. So he was sent by God, and he knew, but I didn't know. So either I wasn't listening and I wasn't paying attention, or I just didn't believe, you know, such a nice guy could want me. But I knew one day, I said, you know what, Lord, I was in the shower. I said, you know, I need an answer now. I can't wait. I need to know if this is what it's supposed to be right now. And I got out of the shower and I went to the laundry room and I bent down to pick up my towel, you guys. And when I came up, bumped my head, and I'm telling you, like I haven't bumped my head since I was a kid. I was like, all right, Lord, I got it. This is it. So I will fight, you know, tooth and nail to keep it going. But to hear you guys' story and how you guys came about and how you guys are able to help others together, it's a great story. So being married, it's great to hear other married couples be able to do things like that together. But
I love it when God gives you that peace. But I also love it because with both of the stories, the women, we was a hot mess.
Yes.
The women were a hot mess, and the guy knew. And see, this is the thing, though. He that finds him a wife finds him a good thing. And I think about you, Pastor Tim, because even though you were like, "What we gonna do with Barbara?" You know, you still believe what God gave you in your heart towards her, and you knew that she would be a good thing. Because once God is in it and you receive everything that he's saying, how can it not be good? You know what I'm saying? When it's him and he's the matchmaker, it's got to be good. He knew that she was going to be a mess, and then she was going to be strong.
That's right.
And then when you were weak, she would be able to be a helpmate to you. You know what I'm saying? And then you guys can help each other and build each other up and multiply. And you and Ty, Gina, is just such a beautiful story to me as well. So no matter if you're in the church, out of the church, God will speak to you. Right, Pastor Tim? He will speak to the men you know if this is your mate or not.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. And as we talk about oftentimes, let peace be your police. I mean, if you don't have peace, don't do it. Just wait. It doesn't mean that it's a no. It means that it's just not right now, perhaps.
Yeah.
But if you don't have peace, pay attention to that. Big time. Pay attention.
Ooh,
peace
is very important. I would have done that earlier.
Me too, Dr. Barbara. I'm telling you, two marriages, same thing. I've been through the same thing.
Yep.
And I think that's where I feel so liberated, because for some people, that could be a bondage in itself. It could be a continual bondage. And I know for me, it was a bondage. And I just feel so liberated right now with just everything that God has shown me. And my most important thing, and I think this is where Tim was, and then I think once he was able to minister to you, you were able to receive that change, that light, that something in you that was like God was doing something in you. And so then that way he was able to bring you both together. I think that it's a moment where individuals come, and I think this, we're going to go right on back to where we come into individuality work with God. God is doing a work in us, perfecting us individually. We seek him first and his righteousness, and all things will be added onto us. You know what I'm saying? We seek him and repent and turn from our wicked ways. Then he'll hear from heaven, and then he'll heal our land. I think if we just get before him, it's so many things that we can receive from him that he wants to bless us with, partner us with, ministries to grow, ministerial partners, so many of all races, you know, not just the white church and the black church and the gospel music and the Christian music and the inspirational music and all of this stuff. It's like, oh, my God, can we just be one bride like he wants it, please? That's what we're going to be. No matter what we say or do or believe, he going to have the final say at the end of the day. So, anyway, I love having you two on. You got to come back again, and we can just talk about whatever. Well, listen, Dr. Barbara, tell everybody about where they can follow you. Today you got Real Talk Kim on tonight at 5.
Yep.
I saw your post, so tell everybody about that, where they can follow you and the book and everything else and all.
Yeah, so Real Talk Kim will be on my Live at 5 with Dr. Barbara show on Facebook and YouTube. So go to drbarbaralowe.com/Facebook. Also, make sure you're on my email list at drbarbaralowe.com/contact. And we have a book coming out that Dr. Gina is a part of, Wholeness Rising. Real Talk Kim is a part of that as well. That's going to be coming out Friday. So make sure you're on my email list again at drbarbaralowe.com/contact. Because let me tell you, we're working on the sales page and stuff right now. It's a book with 1,500 years of wisdom for women, by women, Wholeness Rising in every area. We have 27 authors, and y'all, we have 6 freebies. I mean, it's only $18. It's a no-brainer. And you get 2 free summits with it. You get a free devotional with it. You get, a free wholeness checklist with it. You get, I'm looking at it all, wholeness checklist. Oh, and you get a couple video roundtables with it, racial reconciliation and wholeness and boundaries. So,
yay.
So good.
Love it. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. Keep loving each other.
Love you, honey.
Love you, too. I could talk all day with you.
Tim, you got to come back, you and Barbara. Y'all got to both come back. This has been Dr. Barbara and Pastor Tim. Love you guys, my family, my sis, my bro. Listen, come back anytime. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
We love you, honey.
All right, listen, Gina G, Gina G, hey, Gina G with the Trinity. I say what she says, she got the Trinity. I say what she says, she got the Trinity. Gina G for you and me. Hey, Gina G.
I'm sorry, because I be bruising. I'm sorry. Let me do what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. I just love my song. All right, beautiful people, this is Gina G with the Trending Tea, and we got a couple things going on, you guys. Let me let you guys know, as far as unemployment, you know that the extra $600 is going to end this, actually it ended this week for the extra $600 onto your unemployment, but they have signed up to give you
$200. Woo! Okay.
So we still holding on, you guys. Now, y'all know America has been in debt since America. So we just lucky to have them care enough to give us anything. So let's be thankful for the extra $200, you guys, to your unemployment. Also, Gene, I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys know that they laid to rest John Lewis and they took him across the bridge. Oh, my gosh, Gene. If you guys go on CNN, excuse me, on Instagram, and you will see the horse and carriage pulling John Lewis across the bridge where he stood and he fought with Martin Luther King, you know, in Selma, Alabama. And it just touched my heart. I know it's something, you know, very small to some people, but in the Black community, it's very huge to know that that's where that man started and to have his last final round there with peace, you know, because it didn't start off with peace. So to be able to be carried across that bridge in peace with no police, no violence, it was just such a beautiful thing, you guys. We do have COVID survivors, okay? There was a gentleman who was in the hospital for 51 days on a ventilator, you guys. He spent 128 days in the hospital, you guys. He is finally home. The name is Larry Kelly. He finally went home, you guys. New York, he's 64 years old. Listen to me. You can beat this thing. You know, don't let the news scare you into thinking that, oh, my gosh, if you get COVID, you know, that's the end of the world. You're going to die. You guys, you can beat this thing. First of all, you can do anything through Christ. Second of all, if you're taking care of yourself, you're eating properly, you're resting, you're doing at least 30 minutes of exercise a day, we can beat this, you guys. Bahamas is allowing people over there, but I'm telling you, it's going to be expensive because you have to pay on your own to quarantine in one of their hotels for 14 days. So restrictions are getting lifted, you guys, but traveling and things are going to look different for some time. So just be prepared for that. I mean, unless you're like me who figures, you know what, I'm not going nowhere. I don't want to go nowhere. As much as that water looks delicious, as much as I want to put one pinky toe in it, as much as I just want the sun on my edges, I'm not going. So y'all go ahead and have fun, and I will see y'all in 2021, and that way I'll have my health and some more money to be on that island while y'all
come
somewhere
on
trying to figure life out. So you guys, just to let you know, here in Virginia, schools are going to be the first 9 weeks. I'm not sure if anywhere else, because everyone has their own thing going on. Each state has their own thing. But here in Virginia, the first 9 weeks are going to be online. They're still in discussion on if they're going to continue to do the online for the whole year. Once the 9 weeks has come and they see, I guess, you know, how the coronavirus is going up, all fall sports have been moved to winter. All winter, I mean, honey, we're going to be playing football when it's freezing, girl, basketball when it's burning, soccer when it's... So just know that things are going to be different, people. But you guys, we have to keep the faith. We have to hold on. So don't be mad when now your son's practice is in the middle of your spring break, because that's just how it is, okay? Things are changing. Don't be mad at Christmas time now he want to go to the basketball game. That's just how things are changing, people. But, you know, along with the what she said, I just want you guys to continue to love one another, because things are happening. And because you don't see them, please don't believe they're not happening, because that's just the way the Lord works. Like you guys spoke on earlier, Gina, everything's not going to be in your face. So some things are being worked on behind closed doors. Your name is in rooms that your feet haven't even touched yet, you guys. So just hold on. This is not the end. If you ain't learned nothing during this pandemic, if you ain't learned how to cook another meal that you ain't ever cooked before, if you ain't learned how to at least spend 10 minutes alone from the kids and the husband just to connect with the Father, then you are missing out on life. Do not let this pandemic pass you by, you guys. Don't do it.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so
I
much,
love
Gina
you too.
G. Well, listen, I was singing your theme song because I'm in the mood for some gospel house by DJ
Ooh.
Spivey.
I need it.
DJ Spivey. Does that sound like?
Well, kind of like, yeah, you kind of did good.
Okay. All right, Doug, hit it. Let's get that house gospel
yes.
going.
My. what do we really need?
Hey, there we go. Oh, I love it. I've missed them, right?
Yes. Voguing and praising at the same time.
At the same. Come on now. That is so funny as heck. Okay, so listen, go to DJ_Spivey_radio. DJ_STIVEY_radio on Instagram and follow my boy. I love him so much. Thank you, DJ Spivey. Okay, listen, we don't have any time at all. This was a great show. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, follow Gina G. Gina G, follow her on Instagram so you can keep up with her in the closet, because she be in the closet, y'all.
I do.
And chit-chatting in the closet. All right, you guys got to go. Love you. Stay healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. Loving you until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, sister.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.